This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How unspoken expectations create tension at work, and what to say to surface them. Turn silent resentment into clear conversation before it fractures your team. In short, unspoken expectations are the most common source of workplace tension, and almost no one names them until real damage is done. Assumptions feel obvious to the person holding them, which is exactly why they go unspoken. Once an unmet expectation hardens into resentment, the original gap becomes almost impossible to address. The only reliable fix is to surface expectations before they fester, using a structured, respectful conversation. Definition: unspoken expectations. Workplace tension occurs when one person holds an assumption about how another should behave or perform, never states it, and then experiences repeated disappointment. That disappointment compounds silently into resentment, eroding trust and cooperation without either person fully understanding why. I watched a project manager lose her best team member over a cup of coffee. Not literally, of course, but it started there. She assumed he would send an end-of-day update without being asked. He assumed that no news meant no problem. For 6 months, she waited. He worked. She grew quietly resentful. He grew quietly confused. By the time it surfaced, she had already written him off as careless, and he had already decided she was impossible to please. The relationship never recovered. Neither of them had done anything wrong. They had simply never spoken the expectation aloud. That is how unspoken expectations at work become the root of most workplace tension. Not through malice. Not through incompetence. Through silence. The difficulty is that the expectations that cause the most damage feel so obvious to the person holding them that they never think to say them out loud. Why would you? Surely any reasonable person knows. That belief, that quiet certainty, is where resentment begins. And Say It Right Every Time, I call this premeditated resentment. You have already decided how things should go. You just never told the other person. When they fall short of a standard they never knew existed, you feel let down. They feel blindsided. Tension fills the space where clarity should have been. This article gives your practical 6-step process to surface those silent assumptions before they harden into something that cannot be repaired. Why unspoken expectations feel too obvious to say. Here is the truth of it. We do not state our expectations because we believe they are self-evident. This is not arrogance. It is a simple cognitive blind spot. When something feels obvious to us, we genuinely cannot see why it would not feel equally obvious to someone else. The assumptions that cause the most tension at work fall into 3 categories. First, role assumptions, beliefs about who is responsible for what, where one person's job ends and another's begins. Second, standard assumptions, beliefs about quality, pace, and process that were never explicitly agreed upon. Third, relationship assumptions, beliefs about how communication should flow, how often, through which channels, and in what tone. None of these feel like assumptions to the person holding them. They feel like basic professional norms. That conviction is precisely what makes them so dangerous. When something feels obvious, naming it can feel condescending, unnecessary, or even confrontational. So it goes unsaid, and the silence becomes a trap. You can learn more about what happens when those unmet standards accumulate by reading How Unmet Needs Drive Team Conflict and What to Say to Restore Synergy. What has to be true before you have this conversation? Before you can surface an unspoken expectation effectively, one precondition must be in place. You need to be clear about what you actually expected and honest about the fact that you never said it. This matters more than it sounds. I have seen people approach this kind of conversation already half convinced that the other person was negligent, or careless, or simply not good enough. When you carry that belief into the room, every sentence you say is coloured by it. The other person feels it, even if they cannot name it, and their defences go up before you have said anything useful. The core framework, which I outline in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, treats clarity as the first pillar of any difficult conversation. Before you speak to someone else, you need clarity about your own position, what specifically you expected, why it mattered to you, what outcome you're hoping for from this conversation, and whether that outcome is realistic. If you cannot answer those 4 questions, you are not ready to have the conversation yet. You are ready to vent, which is a different thing entirely. A 6-step process for surfacing expectations before they become resentments. Step 1. Prepare your core message in advance. Do not walk into this conversation unscripted. Write down, in one sentence, the specific expectation that was not met.
Not a complaint. Not a list of evidence.
One clear statement what you expected and what actually happened. The clarity checklist from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time gives you 5 preparation questions.
What is my core message? What is my desired outcome? What are my supporting points? What is my personal motivation? Am I ready to listen?
Work through all 5 before you book the meeting. Here is what that core message might sound like. I expected a brief update at the end of each day on how the client work was progressing.
I did not ask for that explicitly, and I should have.
But I want us to agree on how we communicate going forward.
Notice what that statement does.
It names the expectation.
It acknowledges the silence. It points toward a solution rather than an accusation.
Step 2. Open the conversation with a neutral problem statement.
How you start determines whether the other person hears your defends themselves.
A neutral problem statement separates the situation from the person.
It describes what happened without assigning blame. Compare these 2 openings.
Version A. You never keep me updated on where things stand. I always have to chase you.
Version B.
I want to talk about how we communicate and ongoing work, because I do not think we have ever been explicit about what each of us needs.
That is something I want to fix.
Version A puts the other person on trial before the conversation has started. The amygdala hijack, that spike of threat response that shuts down rational thinking, kicks in almost immediately.
Version B opens a problem that belongs to both of you. That small shift changes everything about what happens next.
If you need more guidance on starting these conversations well, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy walks through the exact mechanics, the formal script from Say It Right Every Time works well here. I'd like to talk about topic.
It's been on my mind, and I think it's important that we discuss it.
Do you have a few minutes to talk now?
Step 3. Name your expectation and own the silence.
Once the conversation is open, state the expectation clearly.
Then, critically, acknowledge that you did not voice it before now. This is not weakness. It is the move that makes the other person capable of hearing you. When you own your part in the silence, you take away the other person's most natural defense.
You never told me.
If you have already said that yourself, there is nothing left to argue about on that front. The conversation can move forward. A direct, respectful way to do this.
My core concern is that I have been operating on an expectation I never stated.
I expected specific behavior. The reason this matters to me is your why.
I realize now that I should have said this at the start, and I did not.
Use I statements throughout. Every I expected lands differently than you should have.
The first is honest self-disclosure. The second is an accusation dressed as a statement.
Step 4.
Invite their perspective with genuine curiosity.
After you have named your expectation, stop.
Ask a real question, and then be quiet.
Not a rhetorical question designed to make a point.
A question you do not know the answer to. This is a journalist mindset, a concept I return to in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Approach the other person's perspective as if you're gathering information you genuinely need.
What did they understand the arrangement to be?
What were they operating on?
What did they think you needed?
You might hear something that surprises you. The project manager who felt ignored might learn that your team member was actually protecting her from details he thought would stress her unnecessarily.
That does not fix the problem,
but it changes the nature of it entirely, and it opens a path to a real solution.
Try.
Before we figure out how to move forward, I want to understand how this looked from your side.
What was your understanding of how we were supposed to communicate on this?
Then listen without interrupting.
Whatever they say, reflect it back.
So what you're saying is summarize. Do I have that right?
Step 5. Agree on a spoken, specific expectation together.
This is where the conversation must produce something concrete. A vague agreement to communicate better is not an agreement. It is a postponement.
You are likely to be back in the same tension cycle within a month.
Use the deal method that I outline in the conflict resolution section of Say It Right Every Time. Define the issue. Explore perspectives. Agree on a solution. Lock in the commitment.
Steps 1 to 3 happen in the conversation up to this point.
Step 4, locking in the commitment, is what most people skip. A locked-in commitment has 3 components: what specifically will happen, who is responsible for it, and when it will happen.
For example,
so for Monday, you will send a brief end-of-day message on Friday's covering where the 3 main work streams stand.
I will acknowledge it the same evening. Does that work for you?
That level of specificity feels almost overformal in the moment, but it is the only thing that actually resolves the original ambiguity. For a deeper look at using structured methods to resolve the conflicts that stem from these situations, see how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy. Step 6. Build in an accountability check. A verbal agreement made in good faith under the warmth of a productive conversation is fragile. Life gets busy. Old habits return. 2 weeks later, neither person can quite remember exactly what was said. Build in a follow-up before you leave the room. It does not need to be formal. A 2-minute check-in conversation in 3 weeks is enough. I wanted to check in on the communication arrangement we agreed on. How has it been working for you? This is not surveillance. It is care. It signals that the agreement matters to you, and that you are invested in making it work rather than just waiting to be disappointed again. Transparent follow-through is also what separates teams that repair well from teams that cycle through the same conflict repeatedly, a point explored in detail in how transparency reduces workplace tension. When the conversation happens at a distance. Remote and hybrid teams face a specific aggravation of the unspoken expectation problem. In a physical office, some expectations get calibrated through observation. You see when colleagues start and finish work, you notice how people communicate in real time. You pick up on the unwritten norms of a team through proximity. Remove that proximity, and the calibration disappears entirely. The silence gets longer. The assumptions go unexamined for longer. And when the tension finally surfaces, it often does so in writing, through email or messaging, which strips tone and context and tends to make things worse rather than better. For remote teams, the solution is to front-load the expectation conversation before a project begins, not after a problem emerges. A 50-minute expectations check-in at the start of any new working relationship or new project phase pays for itself many times over. Ask directly, how do you prefer to communicate when something is urgent? What does a good update look like to you? How should we flag problems? When someone on your remote team seems disengaged or difficult to reach, resist the urge to assume disinterest. Ask first. The passive behavior you're reading as passive-aggressive may be someone operating on a completely different set of unspoken assumptions about how the work should flow. Consider whether a structured meeting format might help here. How to ensure every participant gets heard offers practical tools for that. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What goes wrong when people try this? Most people approach the expectation conversation with the right intention and the wrong execution. Here are the mistakes I have seen most often, and what to do instead. The mistake: framing the conversation as feedback rather than clarification. Why it happens: it can feel safer to label a difficult conversation as a quick piece of feedback rather than I need to tell you about an expectation I never voiced. What to do instead: be honest about what the conversation is. You are not giving feedback. You are surfacing an assumption. That framing is less threatening and more accurate. If you do need to deliver feedback as part of this process, how to deliver negative feedback positively gives you a clean framework for that piece, and the SBI method helps you keep it focused on behavior rather than character. The mistake: waiting until the resentment is fully formed before speaking. Why it happens: people hope the situation will improve on its own, or they do not want to seem demanding. By the time they act, 6 months of quiet disappointment has accumulated. What to do instead? Name the expectation the moment you notice it has not been shared. Early conversations about minor misalignments are short and low stakes. Late conversations about entrenched resentments are long and high risk. The mistake: agreeing on a vague resolution and calling it done. Why it happens: once the emotional tension in the room releases, both people feel relief and mistake that relief for resolution. What to do instead? Before you close the conversation, state the agreement in specific terms and confirm it out loud. A solution that both people understand differently is not a solution. It is the next conflict, already scheduled. The mistake: using you never or you always when naming the unmet expectation. Why it happens: absolutes feel emotionally true when you are frustrated. What to do instead? Use specific, observable language. Not you never update me, but in the last 3 weeks, I have not received an update on the client account. Specificity to Sam's defensiveness in a way that sweeping statements never can. Your pre-conversation preparation tool. Before any conversation designed to surface an unspoken expectation, work through these 6 questions in writing. Do not skip the writing. It forces clarity that thinking alone rarely produces. Number 1. What specifically did I expect? Write one sentence. If you cannot write it in one sentence, you're not clear enough yet. Number 2. Did I state this expectation out loud? Answer honestly yes or no. Number 3. What is the impact of the gap between what I expected and what happened? Be concrete on the work, on the relationship, on the team. Number 4. What outcome do I want from this conversation? Make it specific, realistic, and actionable. Not better communication, but a weekly update by Friday noon. Number 5. What might the other person's perspective be? Write at least 2 possible explanations for their behavior that do not involve bad intent. Number 6. What is the one sentence neutral problem statement I will use to open the conversation? Practice saying it aloud before you walk into the room. This preparation process draws directly on the clarity checklist in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, and it is the single most reliable way I know to enter a tense conversation with the composure to actually conduct it well. Frequently asked questions. What are unspoken expectations in the workplace? Unspoken expectations in the workplace are assumptions one person holds about how another should behave, perform, or communicate, without ever stating them directly. When those assumptions go unmet, tension builds, even though the other person never knew what was expected of them. How do unspoken expectations create tension at work? Unspoken expectations create tension because one person operates on an assumption while the other is unaware of it. Over time, repeated disappointment hardens into resentment. The person with the unmet expectation feels let down. The other feels unfairly criticized for rules they never knew existed. How do you surface unspoken expectations with a colleague? Start by naming the pattern, not the person. Use a neutral observation to open the conversation, then ask a direct question about how each of you understood the arrangement. The goal is to replace silent assumption with a spoken, shared agreement that both people can actually commit to. What is the difference between an expectation and an assumption? An expectation is a standard you believe should apply to a situation. An assumption is the belief that the other person already knows and shares that standard. Most workplace tension comes not from expectations themselves, but from the assumption that they are mutually understood without being spoken aloud. How do you prevent unspoken expectations from building into conflict? The most reliable prevention is to state expectations explicitly at the start of any working relationship or project. Agree on roles, standards, and communication norms before the work begins. When expectations shift, name the change immediately rather than silently recalibrating your standards and waiting to be disappointed. Can unspoken expectations damage trust between colleagues? Yes, when one person consistently feels let down by another who had no idea what was expected, frustration becomes personalized. The disappointed person interprets failure as indifference or disrespect. Trust erodes not because someone behaved badly, but because expectations were never shared in the first place. This much I know for certain: the expectation you assume is obvious is the one most likely to go unspoken, and the one most likely to become the root of something much harder to fix. Surfacing unspoken expectations at work is not a sign of weakness or paranoia. It is the most practical act of respect you can offer a colleague, telling them clearly what you need before you quietly resent them for not providing it. Name it early. Agree on it specifically. Check in before the silence grows. That is the whole system. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.